Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Hey everyone, welcome back. We're diving into some of the interesting stuff that's popping up on The Juice today. So first up, we've got some news from the music world. Billboard just named Doechii as their 2025 Woman of the Year.
Yeah, she's been making some serious waves. You know, her real name is Jayla Jamia Hickman. She's 26. Just won a Grammy for Best Rap Album.
Oh, wow.
And an NAACP Image Award for Best New Artist. Billboard called out her her creativity, how she blends genres, that kind of thing.
Pretty impressive, 26 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Her album Alligator Bites Never Heal did really well on the charts, too.
Absolutely.
Plus, she's got tons of streams online, like, I think hundreds of millions. And now she's joining, you know, some of the biggest names in music who've won this award before.
Definitely.
It's kind of amazing to think how music careers are built these days, you know, like with streaming and all that.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder what it takes to actually, you know, make it.
Right. Could be a good thing to think about with the students. What does success even look like in a creative field? You know, how has the whole industry changed?
Definitely. Okay, so switching gears completely, let's head up north to Canada.
Okay.
Big news there. Economist Mark Carney is taking over for Justin Trudeau as prime minister.
Yeah, this is happening right in the middle of, well, a whole bunch of stuff. There's economic concerns, political stuff going
on. Oh, yeah, that whole trade war thing looming around, too.
Exactly. And get this, Carney's never even held elected office before.
Wow. So how does that even happen?
Well, the Liberal Party, they just chose him, like, overwhelmingly as their leader. And, you know, in Canada, their system's a bit different. The leader of the party with the most support in parliament, that's usually who becomes prime minister.
Makes sense.
But there's always a chance for a national election or even a no-confidence vote could shake things up. Right now, it looks like the conservatives might have the edge, according to the polls.
Interesting. Was this about Carney and U.S. trade?
Oh, yeah. He's been pretty vocal about his disagreements with some of President Trump's policies. He even spoke out against that whole that idea of annexing Canada. Remember that?
I do.
Of course, his supporters, they're pointing to his time as the head of the Bank of Canada and the Bank of England. A lot of experience there.
It really makes you think, like, what kind of background do you need to lead a country, especially when things are tough? Do you need political experience or is something else more important?
Yeah, it's a good question. Worth exploring with the students.
Totally. Now, how about something completely different, huh? The Juice always throws in a good quote.
Right.
Today's is from Marie Curie.
Oh, good one.
She said, "Nothing in life is to be feared. It is only to be understood."
Powerful words. For those who might not know, Marie Curie, she was a Polish-born scientist, worked in France in the late 1800s, early 1900s. She was a physicist and a chemist.
Yeah, a real pioneer, especially for women in science.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, she did groundbreaking work on radioactivity.
And she was the first woman to win a Nobel Prize.
And then she won another one.
In a totally different field.
Incredible.
First person ever to do that.
So physics in 1903 for her work on radiation. Then chemistry, 1911, for discovering polonium and radium.
Yeah, she even started these institutes in Paris and Warsaw.
For cancer research, right?
Exactly. That's the Curie Institutes. Amazing legacy.
It is. And that quote, it really makes you think, like, if we can just understand things better, maybe we wouldn't be so afraid.
Yeah, like knowledge is power, in a way.
Definitely. All right, let's turn our attention to the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Things seem to be escalating even as peace talks are supposedly happening.
Yeah, it's a complicated situation for sure. It looks like Russia has really stepped up their military actions.
And this comes right after reports that the U.S. has kind of pulled back on sharing intelligence and sending military aid to Ukraine.
Seems like their goal is to push Ukraine towards those peace talks.
Right.
But it's a messy picture on the ground. Reports say Russian forces are actually gaining some ground again.
It's hard to keep up.
It is.
So President Zelensky, he's over in Saudi Arabia right now, focusing on economic agreements.
And at the same time, there are these U.S.-led peace talks going on over there, too.
Wow. All happening at once.
With Russian and Ukrainian negotiators, yeah.
And we're hearing that Zelensky's team is, like, actively talking with U.S. officials about how to end this war.
That's right. Word is they're going to be talking about a ceasefire, you know, in the Black Sea, maybe some limits on those long-range missiles.
Prisoner exchanges too, right?
Right, prisoner exchanges. And then there's this whole thing about Ukrainian access to rare earth minerals. Apparently that's something Trump's been interested in.
It's all so complex, it really makes you consider all the different pressures and interests at play when countries are trying to decide between, you know, peace or continuing a conflict.
Absolutely. It's a lot to unpack, that's for sure.
Okay, shifting gears again, let's talk about religion in the U.S. There's a new survey out from the Pew Research Center, and it shows that the drop in the number of Americans identifying as Christian has slowed down a bit.
Interesting, right? The number has definitely been going down since 2007.
Big time, yeah.
But over the last 5 years or so, it's kind of leveled off.
So it's still less than before, but not dropping as fast.
Exactly. But here's another trend. The number of people who say they're religiously unaffiliated or nuns, that's still going up.
So is the number of people who identify with other faiths.
Right. And this is across the board, like men and women, different races, education levels, it doesn't seem to matter. But one interesting thing, the decline in Christian identity, it's been bigger among people who consider themselves liberal Christians.
Oh, interesting.
But here's something else. Even with all these changes, more than 8 out of 10 people still believe in God or some kind of universal spirit.
So even if the labels are changing, that core belief is still pretty strong for a lot of people.
Yeah. I think it shows how personal beliefs and values, they really shape who we are, how we live our lives, and how we get along or don't get along with others.
Totally. Okay, let's end on a heartwarming note, shall we? There's this sweet story out of Pocatello, Idaho.
Oh, yeah, this one's nice.
So, you know how video stores are basically a thing of the past?
Sadly, yeah.
Well, this place called Video Stop, it was the last one in Pocatello, and it had to close down.
Makes sense.
But there was this one customer, Christina, she's 35, has Down syndrome, and she had been going to Video Stop for, like, 15 years. It was a big part of her routine. She loved renting movies, especially ones like Babar and Disney Princess movies.
It was clearly more than just watching movies for her.
Yeah, it was like social interaction, comfort, you know.
Absolutely.
So the owner, David Craning, he knew how much it meant to her. So guess what he did?
How'd he do?
He set up this little section in his convenience store just for Christina, called it Christina's Corner.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Filled it with all her favorite movies.
That's awesome.
And the store manager said that Christina's family, they're like family to them too.
Oh, I love that.
And Christina's mom was just so touched by his kindness.
It's amazing how such a small thing can make a huge difference.
It really is. It shows how even little acts of kindness can have a ripple effect. You know, makes you think about how we can all do a little something to make our communities a bit brighter.
Definitely.
So there you have it, a little glimpse into what students are learning about today on The Juice.
We encourage you to talk about these stories with your students. Help them explore these ideas further.
Until next time.
See you then.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.